We're doing that Vav Amud Aleph today. We're holding up the two dots, three lines into the page on that Vav Amud Aleph. Let's put it up on the board. I don't know why this is broken. Vav Amud Aleph. So, Tan Rabbanan says the Braisa, Hare At Ishti. Let's say you use one of the following languages when you give a girl a ring, when you give her Kesef Kiddushin. You say, Hare At Ishti. You are hereby my wife. Or, Hare At Arusasi. You are hereby my Arusa. Or, Hareyat Kenuyali, you are hereby acquired to me, or Kenuyali, I made a kinyan on you. Mikudeshes, the halacha is, all of those are good. Those are all valid languages of Kiddushin. Mikudeshes, she is Mikudeshes. But, Hareyat Shali, if you say something vague, like, you're mine, or Hareyat Birushusi, you're in my possession, or Hareyat Zukukuli, you are connected to me, Mikudeshes, that also works as a valid form of Kiddushin. So what's the obvious question? We gave a list of three phrases that work as Kiddushin, then we gave a list of three phrases that work as Kiddushin. What's the problem? Just give a list of six phrases and say that they all work. So asks the Gemara that very question. Why don't we learn them all? Question mark. Why don't we learn them all as one? Just say all six phrases at one time and say Mekudeshes. So, says the Gemara, Tana, Tlas, Tlas, Shamina, Vagarsinu. It must be that whoever was teaching this Braisa heard them three at a time, and therefore just reported them three at a time. If you look at Rashi on the second line of the page, Lisninu Kichada, Rashi explains, the Gemara is asking, Lama Lila Misni, Mikudeshes, Mikudeshes, Trezimni. Why do you need to say the word Mikudeshes twice? Just list all six phrases, and then say the word Mikudeshes once. Instead of saying that it works twice, you could just say that it works once. So the Gemara's answer was, because the Tana learned it in sets of three, and that's not by accident. When you learn things in sets of three, you tend to remember them more than when you learn enormous lists. It's very difficult to remember lists of four, five, six things. Much easier to remember things in sets of three, and Chazal do that all the time, where they try to teach us things in sets of three. So we'll give examples later, maybe. Ibayilu, ask the Gemara the following shayla. What if you use one of these languages? Miyuchedesli, mahu. You say, you are miyuchad to me. You are singled out for me. Miyuedesli, you are destined for me. Mahu. Ezrasi, you are my helper. Mahu, what's the din? Negdasi, you are my counterpart. Mahu, what's the din? Atsurasi, you say Atsurasi. What does Atsurasi mean? Says Rashi. Loshon Atseres, Shetehe Ne'esefes Imi Labayis. It's a language of gathering in, that you are the one I gather into my home, that you should be gathered in to my home. And then Rashi quotes a different approach of what Atsurasi means, but let's leave it at there. So, Atsurasi, mahu. Salasi, you are my rib, mahu. Why would a man call a woman his rib?
Because of
Adam and Chava. Good. So he says, you are my rib, mahu. What's the din? So, Sigurasi, you are the one closed off to me, mahu. What's the din? Or Takhti, you are under me, mahu, what's the din? Or in my place, what's the din? Tfusasi, you say the one I grabbed, mahu. Likuchasi, the one I took, mahu, what's the din? So how many questions? I don't know, a lot. A lot of phrases where you just said this phrase, that phrase, that phrase, that phrase. Do any of these work? Does any of this work as Kiddushin? Answers the Gemara, I can answer one of them. I can answer one of those questions out of that whole list. Pshot mihachada. I think we can at least answer one of these questions. Titania, because we have a price. Ha'omer likuchasi. If you say likuchasi, what does likuchasi mean? The one I took, harezim mekudeshes. That works. How do I know it works? Mishum shenemar. Because when the Torah describes getting married, it uses the phrase ki yikach ish isha. When a man takes a woman. So kicha, kinyin, these types of things are always going to work for Kiddushin. Those are the fundamental languages of Kiddushin. Ibayiluhu, but the Gemara raised the question, charufasi mahu. What if you say charufasi? Remember we discussed a shivcha charufa? So what if you use the term charufasi that seems to be associated in some way with marriage? Is that a valid language to use? Charufasi mahu. Tashima, what does it mean? It's something associated with marriage, something about marriage. Unclear exactly what it means. Machlokes tanoim, what the word even means by shivcha charufa. So we just want to know, does that language work? Tashima will bring a raya. Titani, we have another brisa. Ha'omer charufasi, mikudeshes. If you say charufasi, it works, mikudeshes. You know why? Shekei b'Yehuda korin la'arusa charufa. Because in the town of Judah, they used to call an arusa, a girl who's married to you, a charufa. So now we know that the word charufa means arusa. So says the Gemara, v'Yehuda haviruba de'alma? Is the way they talk in Yehuda the majority of the world? What, just because there are some wackos in, you know, one part of the world that talk a certain way, and no one else on earth talks that way, that means anyone anywhere that says charufasi is assuming what it means in Yehuda? Who cares that that's what they say in Yehuda? That's one little place on earth. That's not the Ruba di Alma. That's not the majority of earth. In Woodmere, charufasi does not mean arusasi. So if I go over to someone in Woodmere and say, Areyat charufasi, why should it work? Why should that be Kiddushin? The Gemara asks. So answers the Gemara, Hachi Kamar. This is what the Braisa meant to say. Ha'omer charufasi mukadashas. If you say charufasi, it works. Not because of what they do in Yehuda, but rather, Shene'emar, because a pasuk, v'hi shivcha necharefes li'ish. The Torah, when it describes a shivcha charufa, describing a shivcha who has gotten married, describes her as getting married with the word necharefes. From there we see that charufa means marriage. And va'od, the Braisa means to tell me, and furthermore, on top of that, Yehuda, Karin la Arusa, Charufa. In the town of Yehuda, they call it Arusa, Charufa. So what's the Braisa telling me? When you say Charufasi, it works for two reasons. Number one, it's a pasuk. Number two, in the town of Yehuda, they call it Charufa and Arusa. So ask the Gemara, the Yehuda va'od l'kra? Once you have a pasuk, you're going to tell me what they do in Yehuda as if that further supports it or strengthens it? Who cares what they do in Yehuda? Once you have a pasuk, you have the greatest proof in the world. What they do in Yehuda is totally irrelevant once you have a pasuk. Ela hachi kamar. No, this is what it means to say. Ha'omer charufa b'Yehuda mikudashas. If you say charufa in Yehuda, when you say it, that word, in you, then only in Yehuda, it works. Because shekei b'Yehuda koren la'arusa charufa. Because that's what people mean in Yehuda when they say charufa. That's what that word means in Yehuda. So if you meet a girl from Yehuda and you give her kiddushin in Yehuda and you say charufasi, you must mean that you're trying to be mekadesh. But that's all the Braisa was saying. So nothing about the pasuk. The Braisa did not mean to bring in the pasuk, and the pasuk doesn't prove anything for some reason. The whole Braisa was about being in Yehuda and being Makadesh, a girl, that Charufasi works. Main point number one. Six examples of languages of Kiddushin that work, and many others that we're not sure about. But Likuchasi definitely works. So again, the Gemara gives six examples, Braisa gives six examples of languages of Kiddushin that work. What were those six examples? Remember, Ishti, Arusasi, Knuyali, Shali, Bereshusi, Zekukali, six examples of languages that work. Many, many others that we're not sure about, but Lekuchasi, hey, you counted them?
Yeah.
10, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, that we weren't sure about, but Lekuchasi does work. And main point number two, saying charufasi only works in Yehuda, where that word means arusa. Saying charufasi only works in Yehuda, where that word actually means arusa. Yeah, why did we just ignore the pasuk at this point? Maybe we're going to assume that that pasuk only means that about a shivcha, but outside of the context of a shivcha, it wouldn't mean marriage.
What's the
that when you have a slave woman who is necharef eslish, who's given over to a husband. So maybe it's only in that context, and the pasuk cannot be applied to regular marriage. Maybe that's what we're going to have to assume about the pasuk, because we seem to have abandoned the pasuk. You're right. It's somewhat troubling. Okay, b'maya skina, says the Gemara. What exactly is the case where you're using all these different languages, like, you know, you're mine or whatever? What exactly is the case that we're talking about? Was it out of the blue? You just go over to a girl out of nowhere and say, you're mine, or you're in my rishus. So what exactly is the case? B'maya skinan. If you look at Rashi, Rashi explains what we're asking over here. B'maya skinan. B'hanach lishni dekami b'ayilan. Those 10 languages that we weren't sure about, mi b'ayilan, that we asked about, ihavu kiddushin olo, whether they're a valid kiddushin or not. Hey chidami, what was the case? So the Gemara, before we finish the Rashi, let's see how the Gemara phrases it. B'maya skinan. Ilema b'she'ein medabrima al iske gita v'kiddusheha. If we're talking where you were not previously having a conversation with her about getting married, well then, minayada my kamarla. How's she supposed to know what you're talking about? You just go over to a strange girl on the street and say, you're in my possession, and give her something? She doesn't know that you're trying to be Makadesh her. That can't possibly work, because she has no context to figure out what on earth you're talking about. And you need the girl's das. You need her to know what's going on in order for the kiddushin to work. So the Ella must be b'medaberi ma'al iskegita v'kiddusha. Must be that you were talking to her about getting married. So then, frekta gemara, afagav delo amar lanami. Then you shouldn't even have to say any of these things. Even if you don't say anything to her, it should work. Why? Why should it work if you don't say anything? Ditznan, because we learned in the Mishnah. Hayimedaberi misha al iskegita v'kiddusha. If you're talking to a woman about getting married, v'nasala gita v'kiddusha, and then you give her the get or the kiddushin, meaning if you're talking to her about getting divorced, and then you give her a get. Or you're talking to her about getting married, and then you give her kiddushin, velopirish, and you don't say anything. You don't say what you're doing. It's like, here, Rabbi Yossi Omedaya. Rabbi Yossi says that's good enough, because the whole conversation was about getting married. So if the whole conversation was about getting married, then that's it. You gave her kiddushin, of course she understands. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Tzarech Lefarish, you need to say what you're doing. You can't just assume she understands. But how do we paskin? Vam Rav Unam Shmuel, halacha ki Rabbi Yossi. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi? Question mark. So what the Gemara is asking is, we paskin that when you've been talking about getting married, and then you give her something, guess what? You're married. You don't need to say anything. So what's our question about these 10 lashonos that we spoke about before, where we're not sure, does it count, doesn't it count? I'll tell you for sure. If you were not talking about getting married, it definitely doesn't count, because she has no clue what on earth you're talking about. And if you were talking about getting married, then it does count, because we hold like Rabbi Yossi, you don't even need to say anything. So answers the Gemara, Amri, li'olam b'medaber imal iskegita v'kiddusha. The case is you were talking to her about getting married, about or divorce, given the case. V'idi yahiv lavishasik hachinami. And if you would have just given it to her and stayed quiet, then ein hachinami, it would work. You're right. It wouldn't be a problem. Like we said, when you're talking to her about getting married and then you give her something, then of course you're married. It would not be an issue. Hachinami. It would, of course, you'd be married. Rashi says, Hachinami, dimikacha. Hachinami, it's obvious that you would be mikudeshas. Ki Rabbi Yossi, like Rabbi Yossi. Da'amrinan mistamel l'shem kiddushin nasan. Rabbi Yossi says, of course, probably you gave it for the sake of kiddushin. V'hi kibaltam l'kach. And that's what she accepted it as kiddushin. But back in the Gemara, hacha b'mayeskinan diyav lova amar b'hani lishni. Over here, we're not talking about where you said nothing. We're talking about where you gave it to her. Yahav la, you gave it to her. Va'amarla, and said to her, Bahani lishni, using these languages, these unusual phrases, talasi, sugurasi, tfusasi, tachti, these unusual languages. And you know what the Gemara is saying? Using those languages makes it worse. If you would have said nothing, you would have been better off. The kiddushin could have happened. But now you start talking these unusual terms. You're tachti, you're tfusasi. So vahachi kami bayale. That was our shaila. Hani lishni li kiddushay kamarla? Odimu l'malacha kamarla? Are these languages of kiddushin? Or are these languages of, I want you to work for me? Teiku. And that we leave unresolved. We don't have an answer. Main point number 3. I'm going to say it quickly. We may have to repeat it later on, after the shiur. If you're not having a discussion about kiddushin, if you're not having a discussion about kiddushin, using an unusual phrase definitely won't work. if you're having a discussion about Kiddushin, you don't need to say anything. But using an unusual phrase is a suffix. Using an unusual phrase, we're not sure if it works. So again, if you haven't been having a discussion about Kiddushin, using an unusual phrase, tachtit, fusasi, all that doesn't work, for sure not. Because she has no idea what you're talking about. If you've been having a discussion about Kiddushin, you don't need to say anything. If you say nothing, it works. Using an unusual phrase, maybe works, maybe doesn't. Teiku, we're not sure, we leave that unresolved. Gufa. Gufa always means we're going back to something we just said. So this may sound familiar, the first few lines. You're talking to a woman about Gittin or Kiddushin. And as you're having that conversation, you give her either a get or a Kiddushin. But you don't specify, you don't say any words. You don't say anything. Rabbi Yossi Omer Dayo. Rabbi Yossi says, that's fine. Rabbi, it works. Rabbi Yudha Omer Tzarek Lefarish. Rabbi Yudha says, no, you need to say. Omer Rabbi Yudha Omer Shmuel, V'husha Asukin Ba'oso Inyin. Rabbi Yudha Omer Shmuel says, but that's only, it's only going to work, according to Rabbi Yossi, if you're still talking Asukin Ba'oso Inyin. Not just that you had a conversation with her about Kiddushin, but that you are currently having a conversation with her about Kiddushin. V'husha Asukin Ba'oso Inyin, says Rashi, Hadakam Rabbi Yossi Dayo, that which Rabbi Yossi says, it works. V'hu shahayu asukin b'dibor iske kiddushen ad shas nesina. That's only if you're still having that conversation about kiddushin ad shas nesina. What does ad shas nesina mean? Till you actually give it to her. V'cheinam Rablazar Rabboshia v'hu shasukin b'osuin. Rablazar Rabboshia confirmed that yes, you need to be having that conversation until you actually give it to her. Says the Gemara Kita Na'i. This is in fact a machlokes Tanai. Rebbe Omer v'usha sukin b'osuin. Rebbe says, yeah, you need to still be having the conversation. Rabbi Lazar ben Rabbi Shimon Omer af b'shein asukin b'osuin. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon says, no, you just need to have had the conversation. You don't need to still be having the conversation. V'ilavda sukin b'osuin yin mino yadamai karmala. But if you were not having the conversation, how would she know what you're talking about? How would she know that you're trying to be mekadish her? Amar Abaye, Abaye explains, because me inyan le inyan, but also inyan. You were talking about things related to marriage, just not about marriage itself. What are things related to marriage, just not about marriage itself? Says Rashi, shapasku mi ledaber bekiddushin mamish. You already finished the conversation about actual marriage, but and you were talking about other things. But it wasn't about the met. What you were talking about was umil ledvar tzarchi zivugam haya. You were talking about things related to the zivug, related to the shidduch. Kimo, kama yesh lecha nedunya. You know, like those comfortable conversations of how much money do you have that you're bringing into the marriage? What is your dowry? How many goats is your father giving me to take you? Kama sodos yesh lecha lesbarnes mam. How many fields do you own? Things like that. So you're talking photographers, you're talking caterers, you're not talking about kiddushin, but come on, we know that that's related enough that she'll get the clue that that's what you're talking about. Amar Rav Huna Amar Shmuel Halach Rav Yossi. Rav Huna Amar Shmuel says, we pass on Rav Yossi that as long as you were having a conversation about Kiddushin, you can give her a ring and say nothing and it works. Amar Le Rav Yemi Le Rav Ashi Ve'al Ahadam Rav Yudam Amar Shmuel. Wait a second, you know that famous statement of Rav Yudam Amar Shmuel, Kol Sheini Yodea B'tiv Gittin V'Kiddushin Lo Yehelo Esek Imahem, that if you don't know what you're talking about, you don't know the halachos of Gittin and Kiddushin, you shouldn't be involved in Gittin and Kiddushin? Well, what if you know most things, but afilu lo shmiel le had Rav Huna Amar Shmuel? What if you have a guy who didn't know that Rav Huna Amar Shmuel paskened like Rabbi Yossi? Would that guy be disqualified from being a Masadar Kiddushin? That's what the Gemara is asking. Even if a guy just doesn't know that, would that be enough to disqualify someone from being a Masadar Kiddushin? He just didn't know that we paskened like Rabbi Yossi? Armalei enochinami. Said, yeah, that would disqualify him. Meaning you gotta know stuff. And if he doesn't know that, You can't say you know all about Kiddushin if you never got to Kiddushin Davav. You know, it's not that far in. You got to Kiddushin Davav, you know, you have to at least know that. Last main point. We have a machlokas whether speaking about issues of Kiddushin works in place of actually saying words of Kiddushin, instead in place of saying Harayat. If it does, we have a machlokas tanayim whether you still need to be having the conversation at the time of the Kiddushin. And if not, you at least need to be having conversations related to marriage. Okay, let me say that.